Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ace Michaels Blog Talk Radio Show, available worldwide, 24 hours a day, on iTunes and Facebook. Be inspired, be informed, be on. Enjoy the show.
It is The Buzz, Blog Talk Radio. Ace Michaels, your host in the afternoon, daytime, evening, morning, in the evening, in the morning. Ain't we got fun? Yeah, man, that's what it is. Always ready to be here at your disposal and in your ear zone, as you like it. But check this out. I'm pissed off about something that I have to get off my chest. Okay. So on the news, right? You ever watch the news? Not the social media. Social media is not the news. Get that through your head. That's like the opposite of the news. On the actual news, however, there was a story that just blew my mind. I heard about a couple goes out of town on a little mini vacation. They go step out, leave the house with their dogs, okay, two little puppy dogs in the house. And the neighbors saw fit to shoot and kill the two little puppy dogs while these people were out of town. Right. Let it sink in what I just said, because it's that serious. Like, that is so horrendous. What I just said, like, it's not even funny, it's not a joke, it's not, there's no punchline, except if the punchline is, those bastards are sick. That's the punchline to the unfunny joke that actually happened. Listen, man, first off, there are very few things that I'm going to get up in arms about, because to be quite honest, I don't really care. That's me. I don't really care about what you're doing. I don't care about you or what you're going through. That's real talk. However, this particular time, I do have something to say about this, because that is straight out bullshit. Listen, you don't shoot a dog. You don't shoot somebody's dog, man. Like, what the hell is your problem? That, to me, is not normal behavior. Anything that has to do with that has to do with someone having a super sick, psychotic disruption in their brain. Not anything else. Not, oh, well, you know, maybe the dog was like chewing on the thing. No, nonsense, nonsense. The type of person who goes, grabs their gun, loads their gun, aims their gun, shoots their gun at a dog, a helpless person, we do not want running for president of the United States. It's that simple. There's something wrong with that type of individual. And if you think otherwise and you want to say something about it on the show, you're welcome to. I welcome your call. I'd like to see here the other side of this argument that says, no, 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 Ace, you don't know everything. There are times when it's okay to shoot and kill a dog. Yeah, right. You can call the show at 646-595-4802. I'd love to hear your opinion on the shooting of the dog incident. Or you can also email us. Email us beonthebuzz@yahoo.com. By the way, the dog in question, I think it was two dogs that got shot, actually. The dogs in question were pit bulls. So if that gets you pit bull people all, you know, hard, you can get all hard about that and explain to me why the pit bull has to be put down that wasn't doing anything but just, you know, maybe trying to pee in the grass and poop on the yard. Call the show, 646-595-4802, or email beonthebuzz@yahoo.com. Love to know your thoughts on animal cruelty in general. Call the show. Call the show if you ain't a pussy. Okay, on the show today, my guest is an entertainer. She's an actress. She's a model. She's also involved in animal rights activism, which to me, it's not even about rights and activism. It's just about common sense and humanitarianism. But, hey, call it what you want to call it. To me, it's just doing what you're supposed to do that's right. You just don't shoot people's dogs. Hello. Welcome to the show for the first time, my good new friend, Nikki Phoenix. What's going on, Nikki?
Hi. Thank you for having me.
How you is doing, my friend?
I am doing good. I'm just hanging out at the house. It's, you know, I'm in Vegas, and it's, you know, finally like 90 degrees. It's been raining, I swear, for like 2 months now, nonstop.
You love it. You can't get enough.
Nope, I can't get enough sun. I always tell my friends I'm like a lizard. I'll be out there, it's 115, and I'm wearing Uggs and sweatpants. And I'm like, they're like, aren't you hot? I'm like, no, this is good. This is nice weather.
That's funny because lizards don't wear Uggs and sweatpants, darling.
No, but they would look really cute if they did.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a lizard wear Uggs and sweatpants. That's kind of freaky. Do you have a thought on our opening topic? We're talking about an actual news story that happened here in your beautiful town of Las Vegas. A couple went away for the weekend. They come back, they find their dogs have been murdered. What happened to the dogs? Oh, well, I guess the neighbors shot them.
That's heartbreaking. Like, the neighbors just, there was no reason, no rhyme or reason. I mean, I understand if, like, maybe they were attacking their child and the dogs wouldn't get off. I'm not saying it's okay to shoot the dogs, but, you know, sometimes that's the only choice because the child's going to die, you know.
Is there any reason? I know the dog doesn't even like the thought of it. Like, don't even talk about that.
No, she's like all sorts of upset.
The dog's like, is you crazy? You don't talk about shooting no dog in front of me. What's your problem? You're going to mess around,
right?
Your ankle's nibbled on and this mother. Is there ever an occasion to shoot the dog? No, of course not. No,
definitely
you don't
not.
Shoot the dog. What the hell?
No. You know, in my previous life, before I became an entertainer, I actually was a veterinary technician, like an animal nurse. And we would see a lot of animals coming in because people would shoot them, you know, just because. And a lot of them were pit bulls, actually. Yeah.
Wait a minute. This is the first time I've ever heard of anything like this. I'd never heard of dog shooting until this story. So you're telling me that this was a regular occurrence? People were having this problem with, oops, so-and-so shot the dog. We got to run to the animal
hospital. I don't
think
it's an oops. People, you know, they don't like pit bulls. I mean, that's especially the breed that everybody is, there's the most scrutiny about. You know, 50 years ago, it was the Doberman, and the Dobermans are one of the nicest creatures out there, you know, especially today because we bred out a lot of the aggression out of them. You know, pit bulls, it's like, you know, they were mass, like, bred, so, you know, they still have some aggression in them, but most of them that I've met are very, very nice. However, I will say that, you know, sometimes it does have to do with the training, but then in other cases, like with my family, when I was growing up, we had a pit bull, mm-hmm. and she actually attacked me when I was younger. And I no longer like pit bulls because of that. Not to say that it's okay to shoot them, because it's definitely not okay. But, you know, when I lived in Seattle, which is where I'm originally from, you know, people out in the farmlands, if there is a dog running around, they're just going to shoot him. They're not even going to call animal control. They're not going to do anything because it's no man's land. But in a city, the neighbor went out there and decided to shoot the dog. He had to have. Like,
yeah.
Whoever shot him.
Yeah, that's the first part of it. First things first, isn't there some type of premeditation involved in this? Like, you don't, first off, okay, what are you doing hanging out with your gun? Your gun is supposed to be put away unless you have a concealed carry permit. Your gun is not even supposed to be anywhere near where you could just grab it and be accidentally loading it and accidentally pointing it and accidentally shooting a dog with it. So,
No, it was definitely premeditated.
Right. So you're living in a neighborhood where your neighbors are so freaking wacky that they say, hey, you know what we do while you're out of town? Let's go commit a human rights violation against this animal, and not maybe just one. I think it was actually two dogs in the story. I think two dogs got killed, shot to death, two dogs. What kind of sick muffa wants to go and kill your damn dog? What is wrong with people?
I mean, it's the same thing with, like, you know, people abusing children. You know, you're like, what is wrong with you? Why would you hit your child?
The kids got it coming. That's a difference. Hold on now. Sometimes you got to slap
again,
a little ass.
I'm also one of those people where, you know, violence isn't the answer in all cases.
No, you don't. Okay, that's just a disclaimer. No, you don't beat the children, okay? I just want to say that because I'll get emails. No, we don't beat the children. Open-handed, that's a different – no, I'm kidding. Listen, human kids is one thing. What you do with human kids, you use your judgment. I get that. But let me please step over this line and say to you that an animal cannot – defend himself or herself or itself. An animal has no idea what is going on or why. You need to leave that alone. Now, if you find yourself in a situation where you're being threatened by a cougar, well, you better shoot that cougar or you're going to get dead. That's a different story. But I highly doubt that these pit bulls were terrorizing these neighbors and the neighbors said, oh my God, Marfa, go get your gun and let's put this damn dog down once and for all. And his little partner.
Right. I doubt it. I mean, we don't know the facts, but unless they were attacking a child or a person and they were actually threatening their life, which is very unlikely, you know, the likelihood of a dog actually doing that, you probably, the only time that dogs ever really attack anybody, even children, is when they go into their yard and into their space. So the dog really
right.
doesn't know any better because it's their space. This is their property.
Right.
This is where they live. Why are you invading their space? I remember when I was a kid, the neighbor's kid decided to hop into the other neighbor's yard and crawl into the doghouse. And, of course, the dog bit him on the face. You know what happened to the dog?
Sure.
The dog had to get put down because that idiot child went into their neighbor's yard and crawled into the neighbor's doghouse.
See,
like,
this is where,
you know, that,
this is where
I
don't
that
agree.
Is,
yeah.
Yeah, you know. So, yeah, that's just really messed up. I can't even believe that. Those poor animals, like, they're innocent, you know. They don't know any better. They're just reacting on instinct or reacting because of their breed.
You know what's funny about humans? It's funny, but it's not comical. You know what's funny about humans is that humans will do stuff like that. Like, human beings will put down a dog because a dog bit a human. But then we don't go and put down a politician because of Benghazi or something. You know what I'm saying? Like 3,000
yeah.
humans died in 9/11, and we don't go say, George W., I'm sorry, but we got to put you down, buddy. You're not a good president, and you got to go. Sorry, buddy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, if only.
Right? So, like, what is that double standard with humans? Like, it's okay to, like, okay, you know what, this giraffe, bad giraffe, we're going to go ahead and put this giraffe down because this giraffe pooped on the wrong side of the fence on one particular day. We don't like that. Sorry, bad giraffe, you're out of here. But then we
yeah.
got all this slack. I mean, we've got humans running around here raping and killing people 2 and 3 times, been to prison, got out of prison, raped another person, killed another person, robbed another liquor store, and we go, recidivism. That's an ugly word.
Right. Oh, let me just slap you on the wrist. Don't do it again, okay?
Yeah, I don't get that. I mean, if we're going to be enforcers, you know, like if you're going to go to this whole, like, God told man to be the watcher over of all the animals type of dude, right? Then watch over all of them, not just the cute, fussy ones.
Right. Well, and half the time we punish animals for being animals, for being something that they do because they're animals. They don't, they're not even self-aware really in terms, you know, in terms of like we are.
Right.
You know, they're just kind of going about their day, doing whatever they're doing. They're not even thinking about, I wonder when I'm going to die. Oh, you know, I wonder what I'm going to do to piss off the human, you know, like.
And if you, you're right. If you think about it, like many of our coworkers, they're just as oblivious as anybody you've ever worked with. So why hold them? Why hold them to task? They don't know any
right?
better than Ralph at the vending machine right now, right? Come on, cut him a break.
Oh man.
You know what I don't like? I'm gonna throw this out there too. This is my thing I don't like. Okay. And it may have to do with the fact that I'm a colored black Negro man, but this is where I'm at with it, okay? I hate, and this is the first time I've said this publicly to, you know, the world, but I hate to see people treating domesticated animals like slaves. That's what I hate. I hate when you, like, tie your dog up with, like, some super tight thing around his neck so he can't get out. And then when you're doing that, you're like, now you stay here, restless, and don't you go nowhere. You ain't nothing but a dumb pooch. And it's like, you know what? I bet you don't talk to your mama like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, the thing is like, good train your dog. I have to be tied. Thor, my 90-year-old Doberman. He has never really been on the leash at all.
We got a little cut We got a little cut outage when you were talking. Something you said cut out. You said, I got a dog and a leash. That's what I got.
Oh, sorry. I have a 95-pound Doberman, and, you know, he has never been on a leash. Not really. Because I've taught him that, you know, you don't go anywhere outside of where I'm telling you to be. And he knows the perimeter of the house. And he's accidentally gotten out, like the garage has been open and I'm unloading groceries or something. And he's accidentally gotten out and I'll be like, where the heck is the dog? And I'll go outside and he's just laying in the driveway, not going anywhere. You know, if you have to tie your dog up, you need to spend more time having him or get rid of him so that he doesn't have to be tied up.
Yeah, and you,
you just need to be a good dog owner.
Yeah, and no pun intended, but you don't talk to your dog like a dog, do you? Like, you don't be like, now let me tell you something. Alexander,
I talk to him like he's a person.
Yeah, because even subconsciously, don't you think that affects an animal, like the energy? You know what I mean? Like the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you never strike your animal, do you? You don't strike your dog.
No,
do you?
No, I've never hit him. Dobermans are incredibly sensitive. If you hit them, they are traumatized for life. They will remember. It's actually kind of crazy. They're one of the most sensitive dog breeds out there. Yeah. Like, really sensitive. You yell at them, and they will punish themselves for a few days. It's crazy.
Gosh.
Yeah, I've had Dobermans my whole life, and they've all been this way. They're very sensitive, very loyal. They listen really well. I don't have to teach them anything. I mean, I teach them, but I don't have to work hard to teach them because they just want to learn and want to please. So, but, yeah, no, I've never hit any of my Dobermans. It's not a good thing if you do it. It's just not. But you shouldn't hit any animal. I mean, they don't understand.
No.
There are ways to be aggressive towards them, to teach them like other dogs would teach them. But hitting them, dogs don't hit each other. Dogs get on top of each other, pin each other, growl at each other, sometimes bite each other. You know, that's what dogs respond to. Dogs don't respond to, bad, hit you on the butt. That doesn't do anything, you know.
And what's cool, actually, if you're willing to do all of that with your dog, you could probably make a little side money, too. I'm sure there's an industry for that, actually, that you could make a little pocket change, Nikki, if you're willing
for
to
what?
Roll around with the dog a little bit. That's not a bad idea right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Thor, if I sit on him, he just plops over. He doesn't even do anything. He's like, what are you doing, Mom?
Yeah, that's cute.
He would be very entertaining. People would just want to see me move around.
That's cute. That's too much. So enough about the dogs and the animals. Obviously, it's common sense. It's not too common, but it is sense. Don't treat your animal like an animal. Treat your animal like you want to be treated, and life will move smoothly and effectively for everybody. Okay, that being said. So, Nikki, so you used to work at a vet place. Now, are you, do you consider yourself like an animal rights activist? Are you an activist?
I mean, I don't really know what you mean by activist. I mean, I'm all about, you know, treating animals well, and, you know, I donate money to, oh my gosh, I'm having a brain fart right now, to PETA, and, you know, I don't go out there and go buy fur coats and stuff like that. I mean, I try to do best I can. I'm also vegetarian. I don't eat any meat. The only animal byproduct I eat is eggs. You know, I mean, I just try to do good by, you know, not treating animals poorly. But I'm not really, like, out there with signs and being like, don't cut down the trees and don't hurt the animals. And I don't do any of that.
That right there, everything you said sounds like falling into the realm of activism right there.
Yeah.
Like, if you, it's all about the money, man. If you're giving money away to PETA, you're an activist. I mean, you wouldn't be giving them money if you didn't believe in their cause and wanted to back that up with actual showing, like, hey, not only do I believe in what you're talking about, I'm going to back it up and give you some money so you can continue doing what you're doing. Then that's an activist. Like, if I was giving money to the Nazi party, I think I'm an activist. You know, I can't
deny.
I kind of get down like that, right? So so you're an activist. Go on with your activist self, girl. That's good that you're
Activist. I'm just, like, really humble. I'm just like, well, yeah, I just do my good, you know, and donate a little bit of money, you know, kind of thing. But, I mean, yeah, I guess I'm an animal rights activist. You know, like I said, I don't eat meat. Only mostly because of agriculture, not because of, you know, like, I don't think that we shouldn't eat meat. I just think we should stop eating meat right now because the environment is very much so impacted by us eating meat, especially cattle. So, you know, that's why I decided to become a vegetarian.
No, let me ask you something. I'm not against what you're saying at all, okay? I'm not. But my job on the show is to kind of play devil's advocate, and people will get mad if I don't voice. I got to voice everybody's opinion, not just some, right? So here's my question. So why are we not eating meat? What's so wrong with us eating meat?
There isn't anything wrong with us eating meat, for se. You know, there are a lot of health benefits to us eating meat. It is the agriculture. Penelope, stop. Sorry, I'm at the house. My dog's barking. There is a lot of impact on the earth from us consuming meat with agriculture. You know, there's a lot of things that they don't talk about in, you know, a lot of the documentaries, you know, the Inconvenient Truth and all that stuff. They don't really talk about the fact that 58% of CO2 emissions is actually because of agriculture, because of beef, because of the corn, deforestation. You know, only 13% of CO2 emissions is because of the entire world's transportation. So for me, when I saw a bunch of these documentaries, which you actually have to look and dig to even find documentaries on agriculture, when I watched them, I was like, wow, it makes sense. We're destroying the forests. You know, cows, they fart like, you know, I think it's like 10-gallon bags of farts of methane every day, you know, like, I mean, they do eat a lot, they do ruin the environment, pollute the water, you know, so for me, it's just more like, okay, that makes more sense than all the cars and airplanes, they're contributing to all this CO2, you know, when really it's pretty small, the percentage-wise. So for me, I think it, you know, eating meat is not bad, it's just we need to cut down on it. We need to not eat so much meat so that we can save our planet, because they say in 35 years, with the way we're defishing the ocean, we're not going to have any more fish. Like, that's what they say. At the rate that we are consuming fish, there's not going to be any in 35 years. That's in our lifetime. Like, that's insane. You know? So for me, I just decided that that was something that I wanted to make sure that I was at least doing my part.
Now, let me ask you, do you think that it's more about that we're eating the meat, or which is more harmful, the massive amounts of food products that we're just throwing out every day that's getting wasted? I mean, there are people starving, and there are millions of tons, you know, I don't know what the millitons of stuff that's being thrown out that could have been eaten.
Yep.
Right? What do you think is worse, the fact that we're eating meat or the fact that we're just throwing meat away like idiots? So it's like tossing millitons of meat out every day.
Well, that's even, I mean, honestly, I think that's even worse. Like, you know, you go and kill the animal and then you just throw it away. You don't even eat it. You know, like mm-hmm. I go to the grocery store every couple of days because I don't want to be wasteful. You know, I'll buy bananas, and if it's starting to go bad, I'll put it in a shake or something like that, so I don't throw it away, you know, because it's still it was still grown for me to eat. You know, but no, I know there are plenty of times where I've forgotten there's meat in the freezer, or, you know, I forgot that there was meat in the fridge, and I'm like, oh, and I have to throw this out because it's bad. The poor chicken mm-hmm. or the poor, you know, piece of steak, he died in vain. He died for no reason, you know, and that is really sad. That is, you know, and if we're going to be eating meat, we should always eat all the meat and not just throw it away like it's just no big deal. You know, but part of society is, you know, we're desensitized to a lot of that stuff. You know, you don't see chickens get killed. You don't see cattle get killed.
Right.
You know, you don't even you're not even around cattle. I mean, I don't even think there are any cows or chickens here in the Las Vegas city area. You have to go like to Pahrump, you know, you have to go out of the city to even see cows, you know?
I think you're right about that. That's funny. I never thought about that. That's funny.
Yeah. I mean, we are really desensitized to it. You know, you're like, oh, chicken's supposed to be white and it's supposed to be breaded. No, it's not. Chicken is actually
right.
like a discolored and they bleach it. Like, you know?
Oh, wow. Gross.
The society we live in, the corporations have really done an interesting way of making sure that we are very desensitized to a lot of that stuff. And, you know, if you don't see it, it is like you see a chicken get killed. It's actually really shocking. Mm. And if everybody had to kill a chicken to eat meat, we wouldn't be eating meat. Because it's actually, a lot of people would be like, oh, I could never kill a chicken. But you eat the chicken, why don't you just see him get killed? Because, you know, you're going to eat him, kind of thing. But people wouldn't want to eat meat because they're, you know, does that make sense?
No,
I know
it totally
if I saw a cow
sense.
Get killed, I'm like, oh, the poor cow, and now I have to eat it? Like, instead of me just going to the grocery store and I don't even have to see the face, I just go and grab my steak and I don't even think about it, you know?
Well, we had a show the other day. We were talking about, you know, think about this. Like, right now, we've gotten to a point in our society, and I don't care what city or state you live in or even country, but we've gotten to this point where we completely believe that you walk into a restaurant, you order off of a menu, they bring you hot, fresh, prepared food in about 10 minutes, you eat it, you leave a tip, and you leave. And the process of how that food came to be is not even a concern of ours anymore. And so if we had just for a week, just imagine for a week, if we weren't able to just go and get food that way, if we had to just kill our own food for a week, I think it would be pretty much the beginning or if not the end of society. Because we can't do that. We can't. There's no way we can do that. We wouldn't know how to do that. We would be done.
Mm-hmm.
Did you agree with that?
We would all want to be eating fruits and vegetables. That's what we'd be wanting, and nuts and bark and whatever else, you know, leaves. We'd be wanting to be eating other stuff because we wouldn't want to, you know, have to go kill our own animals or even trying to find your own food. There, you cannot grow anything here in Vegas. You can't. Vegas,
true.
Any city that is in the desert would be devastated, you know, because where everything here in Vegas is imported. You know, I think there's a couple farms, you know, because everybody, you know, there are farms like up in Pahrump where you can actually go buy like organic, you know, tomatoes and cucumbers and stuff because they have big greenhouses out there. But for the most part, mm-hmm. you know, a city like this, it would be unsustainable. We wouldn't survive. We might survive like a week. You know, our water is imported into, you know, in like from the lakes that aren't even close, you know.
Right. And people wouldn't even know how to get the water. Like, I mean, really think about it. What do you know about getting water? Let's say you found yourself in the middle of the Mojave, right? And you're out there and you go, wait a minute. Well, wait a minute. Where am I supposed to get some water from? Am I supposed to, like, dig and there's going to be water under the ground? Am I supposed to, like, break off a piece of cactus and get some moisture out of it? Where am I supposed to get moisture? I'm used to getting moisture from a bottle called Arrowheads or Sparklet. Like, I don't know where to get water from. Where's a water fountain out here? And that
I know,
right there,
there's not. I mean, yeah, cactus would be the thing that you would want to, that you'd cut open a cactus and try to juice it out of there, you know, or wait for it to rain. Or try to find a lake somewhere. And then even then, you can't even drink the lake water. You need, like, a water purifier thing. Good thing that I like to rough camping because I actually have one of those. So if the world comes to an end, I can drink my pool water.
I think I speak for most T-men when I say I don't even know how to cut a cactus open. So that right there would eliminate me. You can count me out. I'm done.
You just got to go buy a machete, and then you just kind of cut it up. It's fine.
Listen, man, you know what I'm saying? So, Nikki, tell us a little bit about where we can find you on that dog on the internet. I think people will be surprised that you're so intelligent. I'm not saying that because I don't think you're intelligent. I think they would be surprised that you're so intelligent because you're a model and an actress. I don't think people
Actually, I get that a lot. People are like, wow, you're really smart. And I'm like, thanks. But, you know, I mean, part of it is I was like that girl in school that everybody bullied and picked on and treated poorly, you know, and I was really heavy and all I had was my personality, you know. And not to say that I wasn't an ugly – or I was an ugly person, but just – in general, you know, most people like the entertainment business really makes people only like, you know, certain types of looks. And I was just a very heavy girl. And I lost 120 pounds and, you know, just didn't want to change my personality. I didn't allow the entertainment business and the acting and the music change who I am, because at the end of the day, I think that's what people really like, is that I'm a breath of fresh air and I'm smart and intelligent and opinionated and, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. that's what it is. And then that is what it is. Your personality reflects everything else and not the other way around. It's not like you go, well, I'm in a pissy mood because I'm going through pissy shit in my life. No, you're in a pissy mood because you're allowing pissy shit to happen in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is real tall. Real talk.
Yep.
If people want to follow you and find you, where do they go? Give us
You can find me on Twitter at I am Nikki Phoenix, and you can find me on Instagram. I'm actually verified on Instagram, so you know, you type in Nikki Phoenix and I'm gonna pop up with a little blue check mark. I also have a website, which is IamNikkiPhoenix.com. I also have a fitness sort of thing. It's Fit, which is also the name of my book. On Twitter and Instagram as well. So,
now what's this? What'd you say you are on Twitter? You said you're verified or something on Twitter. What's that mean?
No. On Instagram. So, you know, even on Twitter, I mean, I'm waiting for Twitter to do it, but you know, Twitter likes to drag their feet with everything. But Instagram, it's a little blue check
mark. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. You
know,
you type in like
Twitter.
Kim Kardashian, and you know, she has like this little blue check mark right next to her name. Well, on Twitter and on Facebook and Instagram, they all have the blue check mark. And it basically says that I am that person. I am considered a celebrity, and they needed to make sure because of all the accounts that they found the correct account so that people, when they're looking for me, go, oh, that's for sure her, because Instagram and Twitter and Facebook verified her and made sure that it was actually her. So, like, I had to send them my IDs, you know, take a picture saying who I am and, like, with my IDs. And it's like a whole process, you know. So, but Twitter hasn't gotten there yet. Yeah. I mean, I was pretty proud when Instagram did it. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is really, like, flattering. All my hard work, finally people, like, a company like Instagram recognized me, you know, as doing something legitimate. Because the only way to get verified, too, is you really have to do something legitimate. You can't just be like a, you know, like you can be a radio host. Like you could probably get verified, you know, or an actress or have been in a movie. But, you know, if you're like a producer and you just make music, Twitter isn't going to verify you because they don't consider being a producer anything legitimate unless you get nominated for like a Grammy or something like that.
Right, right.
So, but to be a singer or a writer, they all consider that kind of thing legitimate. So then they will verify you whether you're a business or you're a host or a TV host, you know what I mean? But yeah. Yeah. As my friend said, oh my God, you just got let into the gates of heaven, because it's really hard to get verified. And I just started laughing. I was like, okay. I'm like, it's cool. I mean, it's flattering, but it's not going to change me. I mean, whatever. I am who I am. And, you know, I hope you guys like me. And if you don't, well, okay. That's cool. I'll still like you.
Yeah. And that's real talk. Well, there you have it. That's good. You got any projects coming up we need to check out, be abreast of the information?
Well, I am in a group called Jackaled Phoenix, and we are currently working on our LP, which is a full 12-track album, and working on going on tour. So it's kind of like a little bit of a stalemate here where we're just waiting for, you know, studio time and finishing all the songs and getting all our bookings done and stuff like that. So it's kind of like my next project, my next venture, which is really exciting for me.
And what kind of group is this? To me, it sounds like a rock and roll band where you're like screaming about the devil and motorcycles and stuff.
Oh my God, no. It's
pop electro. Like that.
So we're talking like a mixture of like Katy Perry and electronic music. Harris meets like Katy Perry. Yeah, so you know, it's got some really dark stuff, some, you know, really happy stuff kind of in between. You know, each one of our songs is very different. So, you know, because we try not to sound the same. We don't want to pigeonhole. So we've got like a house track that actually was on the radio last year all over the world called Your Smile. And then, you know, there's Days Like This. It's more of a trap sort of style. And then we've got a tribal one that's called Raining Madness. Like we try to really change it up and not stay the same. So, you know, but I really just enjoy music. I've been a musician my whole life since I was five. And when I was 15, I was an opera singer and in a bunch of choirs and, you know, so.
Oh, wow. So
yeah.
next time we're going to discuss music, hopefully you're going to bring a track or email us a track so we can play
music
on the show. Yeah, that would be nice. And then that means, see how I cleverly got you to do the show again? So this way, you'll come back and do the show again, right?
Of course I will. You are awesome. It's great to, like, talk about, you know, other things besides about me, because I honestly don't like talking about me. Like, I would rather other people talk about me, because it always makes me – I'm so humble, and I mean, I really am. Like, when people are like, oh, so what do you do? I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to talk about me, you know, just because I like talking about me. I am who I am, and, you know, like, that's it, you know. So I like to talk about other people and other things and other problems and things. There are so many things out there that are so much bigger than me and what I'm doing. So, you know.
So I am what I am. I love it. Hey, it's Nikki Phoenix on the show. One more last time, if you want to catch her on that worldwide www. She's got a couple of websites you can check out. But I pretty much think if you can spell Phoenix properly, it's not P-H-E or P-H-E-G. It's O. It's like Phoenix.
It's just like the city.
Hello.
Yes.
All right. So it's Nikki Phoenix on the show today. Thank you so much for being on, and hopefully you'll be back again and talk with me further.
Yes, I look forward to it. Thank you so much.
You're
Bye.
Welcome. Thank you, Nikki. Bye-bye.
Ha, ha, ha.